"Call the fire brigade!" cried Mrs. Prothero, as she beat the gong. "There won't be there," said Mr. Prothero. "It's Christmas!" There was no fire to be seen, only clouds of smoke, and Mr. Prothero standing in the middle of them, waving his slipper as though he were conducting. "Keep ancient lands, your storied pomp," cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refused of your teeming shore. Yesterday I was telling a most marvellous tale of how the moon became round. And suddenly, as I reached the best bit, I couldn't remember what came next. I still can't. And staring at the expectant faces,